Hello? Police Commissioner, name and ADC number, sir.
My name is Edward Gray, my ADC number is 322-871.
Thank you, Mr. Gray. You've been for the Arizona Board of Executive Courtesy for the one allegation on your warrant, and based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on March the 6th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Well, I knew what I was on the board, I think it missed me, sir.
No, you signed a piece of paper, you signed a notification on March 6th saying that the hearing would be held today, sir. Do you remember that, sir?
I do recall, sir.
Okay, but you did, because we have your signature that you signed on March the 6th saying that the hearing would be held today. And on that, it stated, among other things, you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today, but I assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. As you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing this afternoon. And they are, to my left, your right, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. To my right, your left, that is the Honorable Mr. Amir Kawanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. The gentleman that you see now, that is Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Craig and Mr. Grady, we do swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm? Mr. Craig.
I do.
Thank you so very much. Mr. Craig, I'm about to read the allegation on your warrant. Now, once I read it, I'm going to give you three options. You can tell me that it's true, that it's false, or that you want to plead the fifth because you don't want to talk about it. And the reason we give you the option to plead the fifth is that this hearing is being recorded, and if this has not been resolved, then the court can request a copy of this recording, or your attorney can request a copy. So that you understand, once I read it, you can say it is true, it is false, or that you plead the fifth. Now I'm going to read it, sir. Please listen. I'm going to read it, and then you tell me, then you give me an answer, sir. And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior on or about February the 3rd, 2018, in Tucson, Arizona. Sir, is that true, false, or do you plead the fifth, sir?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Craig, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. Second. On the unanimous determination of this board, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing, Mr. Craig. And in phase two of your hearing, this is a very important phase, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, as we're going to first get some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Then we're going to come back and talk to you, sir. So at this time, Mr. Grady, would you give us some background information, sir?
Mr. Craig was released from DLC on January 19th, 2018. He was arrested on February 5th, 2018 by parole staff. He has no new charges. He returned back to DLC on 2-5 of 2018. He is a CCD on May 20th of 2018 and reflects 0 con days. Charge of conviction, 2017, disorderly conduct, 1 year. 2017, disorderly conduct, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. He has one term with DLC. His CEIR scores a 2-1, mental health scores a 3, substance abuse scores a 2. He has no gang affiliation. No prior term for supervision. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests, 2014, domestic violence, Arizona fine. 2014, domestic violence, Arizona fine. 2016, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a community risk score of G1, V1.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Brady. Okay, now we're back to you, Mr. Craig. Now, I'm going to make a few comments based upon information in the case supervision summary, and so that we can talk, and then we'll get some further information from you, sir. Based on information that I see, when you were released from prison, you were released to the old PEPFO Community Services in Tucson. Do you remember going to the old, old PEPFO, sir?
Yes, sir.
And then something went wrong there while you were there. You were, I believe, discharged to the, for some psychological reasons, to the ward at the University Medical Center, also in Tucson, and you took some extra pills. Then you were discharged from there, and you ended up going, while at the medical center, you ended up making some advanced sexual or unwanted sexual advances towards the female residents. And of course, and then they agreed to send you to the Puma Electric Center for one night, while you were so that on that Monday they could send you to the behavioral systems, so the System Southwest, so that you could get some help for your situation. So do you remember that you were at Old Pelbro, then you went to the psychological hospital, and then you ended up at the Behavioral System Southwest. Do you remember all that, sir?
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that? Yes, sir. You're a smart gentleman. Okay, yes, sir. Okay, now, did you have any work at all? Did you have any employment at all when you were out, sir? Did you find a job?
I was looking for one. I'm trying to find a deal for Express, and I listened to Jim Show every day, but they kept saying I'm engaged. I was getting there early enough, but I couldn't find anyone in the Jim Show.
Okay. Well, we hope the next time you get out, you'll be able to find some work, but we do
have... I don't know if you want to say this, but I see what we said in Catalina.
Okay.
You said May 20th, right?
What, that when you would get out, sir?
Yes.
Yes, yes, sir. That would be May 20th.
Oh, no, sir. I thought it was April 6th.
No, sir, because I think... No, sir, it's May...
No, there shouldn't be a floor. If we're taking it out of Tucson, there should be a floor. There's a more here, and I'm going to get out homeless and broke. I got a little sad for that Tucson being a floor to do good.
Okay. Well, we want, when you get out, we want you to do good. Now, we really want you to do good, and I know you can do good, sir. So it's just a matter of your completing this, and then when you get out, you'll be ready to do good.
I want to be. I want to stay in Tucson.
You want to stay in Tucson. Well, do you have any relatives in Tucson, sir?
No, I don't have any relatives that speak in Arizona.
Oh, okay. Well, why do you want to go to Tucson? Why do you want to stay in Tucson, sir?
Because I'm going to go to Tucson, and I'm going to go to the DEF offices, I know the Social Security offices, I know the labor expresses. I don't know anybody in Phoenix, and I don't know where to go or anything.
Okay, now, if you stay in until May, let me suggest you do this. Start talking to your CO3 and so that they can help you, and hopefully they'll be able to work it out so that you could go to Tucson. Well, let me say this, sir. Now, if you stay in and you don't get into any trouble, now that's going to be the big problem. If you stay in until May the 20th and you don't get into any trouble, you will be out on your own, sir. What happened to his situation? Does he have anything pending?
No.
So you wouldn't get me. We don't show anything. So when you get out on May... No, but listen now, though. Just make it until May 20th. If you make it to May 20th, you can go wherever you want to go. You can go to Tucson. And then
you can go to Massachusetts, sir.
Yes, sir.
2 years.
So you can go where you work, and you can get your job, and you'll be ready to go, sir.
I'm a commercial fisherman. I used to work in Massachusetts. I want to do that again.
Oh, you're a commercial fisherman up in Massachusetts. Yes, sir. See, you have talent. Yes, sir. You have talent, sir. Okay, now I'm gonna move on with what you're doing, sir. So at this time, we'll see if other board members might have some questions for you. So just hold on, sir. Questions for other board members.
Yes,
I don't hear any questions from other board members. Sir, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but we want you to tell the board anything else you want to tell the board before the board goes into discussion and make a decision. Is there anything else you want to tell the board now, sir?
Yes, sir. I would really like to have a chance to stay in Tucson and keep going on Saturday. I would not do any drugs. I would not drink any alcohol. I would not try to start any fight with anybody. I would not do any women. You know, period. It's going to be more and more. I would do good. I'll be well. You know, and I promise that. All right, that's all. Bye.
Okay, just stay on the phone now. Don't hang up yet. Just stay on the phone because you have the right to listen to hear everything we say. I'm going to ask you one other question before we go into discussion. Are you on any kind of medication now, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it working? Is that medicine working for you?
Yeah, I'm on the Celexa and Zyprexa.
Okay, well, stay on that medication, sir. Okay, now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet and stay on the phone, and the board will make its decision after we have this discussion. I find that Mr. Craig is a very interesting person. He has the ability to be successful when he gets out. He's got to stay on that medication and find his job and find a way to get to Tucson he's already in Tucson, to stay in Tucson when he gets out, and then he will be ready to be a productive citizen. But I feel that it would be in his best interest now just to complete his term, and then in May, then he can be on his own once he gets himself together and move forward. But let me see if other board members have any discussion that they want to make at this time in relation to Mr. Craig.
Well, I agree with you, Mr. Board Chairman.
Okay, therefore, just listen, Mr. Craig, don't say nothing. I'm going to make a motion at this point, and that motion is going to be to revoke the community supervision for Mr. Craig, inasmuch as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, inasmuch as he did have this engagement in physically assaultive behavior. And with that being said, and also information containing warrant number 2018-W0338, as I said, I want to move to revoke the supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Mr. Moore, did you vote yes?
I don't care.
Okay, by unanimous determination of the board, sir, your community supervision has, you have been revoked. However, as I've said before, now come May, 2 months from yesterday, May the 20th, you're going to be out. And you won't have a parole officer to report to. You'll be on your own, sir. So this will end your hearing.
Well,
that's why I'm asking you to start talking with your CO3 so that they can help you and prepare you to be ready, sir. So just talk with your CO3, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you for yours, and this will end your hearing. Good luck, and we hope to never see you again in earnest, sir. So your hearing is over. Please put the CO3 back on the phone. Please go to CO3 again. Please go to the CO3, sir.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to wait a minute.